With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, one of our favorites, Frank Pietrangelo, joining us here, former Penguins goaltender on the Fan Morning Show. Good morning, Frankie. How are you?
Hey, good morning, man. How's everything going?
Great here in Pittsburgh. 2-1 lead over the Flyers. Look, we talk about his maturity. We talk about Matt Murray and the way he's wise beyond his years. Give us technically, though, what makes Matt Murray so good as a goaltender?
Well, I think technically, like you said, he's very, very sound. He's a big guy. So he covers a lot of the net. For sure, that's an advantage he has. But he does everything very, very well. Like his puck handling is really good. His positioning is outstanding. And his mental makeup, I think, is second to none. I think that's the biggest thing that gets overlooked at such a young age is how strong mentally he really is. And I think his bounce back numbers, as they were shown yesterday throughout the game, it's testament to that.
And with all that being said, I know you can make the claim of, well, look who he plays with. But, I mean, you know, it's his performance for being 23 years old between the ears. I mean, is that the first thing that jumps out at you when you look at this kid, how mentally tough he is?
Yeah, I think you have to look at that. You know, you look at guys around the league and what separates them. You know, the physical ability is there for most of the guys. But mentally, not everybody can prepare, can bounce back, has the confidence in themselves to be the guy. And Murray believes in himself. There's no doubt about it. I mean, we've heard Sullivan say it time and time again that Murray knows he's good. He does know he's good. Obviously, he's won back-to-back Stanley Cups. But mentally, I think he's got to be right at the top of any goaltender in the NHL.
Frankie, how long did it take you to learn the, you know, you got to forget the, if you give up a goal, maybe even especially a bad goal, and then you just have to forget about it. How long did it take you to learn that?
I think that's the hardest thing to do. You know, you let the outside factors and maybe not just a goal, maybe, you know, making a mistake or a game. How about a game, you know, like losing the game 5-1 at home, game two, and not being at his best. It wasn't his fault they lost, but bouncing back, those bounce back games. I think he's 9-1 now or something after a loss in the playoffs. So I think these are the type of things that the mental part of it, you don't really teach that. He's just one of those people.
But is that something, like, and I'm asking you to think back, do you have to learn that at some, I mean, even as far back as, like, Pee-wee's midget, at some age, even when you're still a teenager, if you're going to advance as a goaltender?
Yeah, confidence is a big part of things, you know, and I own a junior team, as you guys know, here, the Niagara Falls Canucks, and I'm always, you know, trying to pump that in the guys' heads, you know, believe in themselves, and this is junior age. So, you know, some guys get it earlier than others. Some guys never get it, but, you know, he's got it.
Frank Pietrangelo joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. We bring this up time to time on our show. Famously, Tom Barrasso and Dave Molinari had a conversation once, and it was about a puck that hit the post. And Barrasso, as you know, said, "So what, Davey? Now I'm supposed to save the ones that don't go in," I believe is how it goes. How do goaltenders feel on ones that do hit the post? Do you feel like you got beat or don't you?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, I never really thought about it. It should be a shot on net, should it not, first of all, because it is a shot on net. And you see pucks that hit the post and go in the net, and that counts as a shot on net. So, I don't even know how to answer that one. You got me stumped. The post is part of the the goalie equipment, I guess you could call it. But, you know, you get bounces in, you get bounces out. So you remember Marc-Andre Fleury used to pat those things after they hit the post.
Yeah, because, like, you look at Elliott, right? And Hornquist hits a couple posts the other night in game two. And people say, well, if they didn't hit the post, those were behind him. So is it really behind him? Or is that part of your defense? Hey, I only cover the part of the net I need to cover.
Well, I think it is a confidence builder for the players when they hit the post, because obviously you put the puck by the goalie. But, you know, if you have that analogy, then any puck that goes by the guy and hits the backboards, well, that went by the goalie as well. So that's a tough call.
And where's Brian Elliott's mindset right now? You talk about between the ears. You let up seven, you come back, you steal one, and then you go ahead and have another softer game, let up five. Where is he mentally between the ears? And do you feel that as a goalie that, man, if they score quick again, my own guys are going to be like, oh, here we go again?
I think you got it. I think that's exactly the case, especially in this scenario here. Listen, the Penguins have had no problem scoring against the Flyers all year. Game two of the playoffs, even though we lost the game 5-1, let's be honest, we were all over them, and pucks unfortunately didn't go in, and Elliott made some saves. But just as important as what's between Elliott's ears, how about his teammates? Where if the Penguins can get out to an early start again next game, it's going to be here we go again. I honestly believe that that's going to be in the back of their minds.
And no place is more negative than Philadelphia, right? They got to. And the other thing too is all this nonsense about Sid and his picture in the urinals and all this other business. Don't you think Philadelphia fans should smarten up by, or maybe this is impossible for them, but should smarten up by now and realize that getting on this guy's case is completely counterproductive?
Well, you think they've learned by now. His numbers are just tremendous against the Flyers over his career. Listen, it's a fantastic rivalry. Always has been. I mean, back in the day, when I was around, the Penguins never won in Philly, and when we finally did get over that hump, it was a great accomplishment, a great feat. But the game's changed since those days, and I think by them adding fuel to Sid's fire, that's the last thing in the world they need to be doing.
When you used to go into the old Spectrum, did it feel different than other buildings? Did people hate you and your team more than you were hated in other places, Frankie?
Well, that Pennsylvania rivalry was always there. There's no doubt about it. That aura around the old Broad Street Bullies, I guess, it played a part in it as well. And let's be honest, I mean, there were some intimidating players and teams that the Flyers have built over the years. Having said all of that, it had nothing to do with us personally, but when we went into those games, you looked at the record. The Penguins hadn't won here in how many years, how many games, and so it just continued to magnify itself. And so, yeah, it got in your head. There's no doubt about that.
When you go into a game that's coming up next, and obviously you're on the road, any thought to maybe, boy, I'll tell you what, they haven't ran me at all. I might have some accidental collisions now. If you're Philly, saying, hey guys, let's test him in the net. Someone knock into him by accident. Is that in the back of your head at all, or not really?
I don't think it's in the back of Murray's head, but I'm with you there. I think they're going to have to do something. They're desperate times call for desperate measures, and I think they're at that point right now where they need to win this next game. They know that, and they're going to pull out all the stops. So I'd be prepared for everything if I was Murray.
Frankie, from a goalie's perspective, can you speak a little bit to some of the stuff that Sid's been doing recently in terms of the goals he's scoring out of the air, banking it in off the backs of goaltenders? Was that prevalent back when you played? Were there guys that tried to put it in off your back? Or how do you even combat that kind of stuff if you're a goaltender?
Well, it's pretty hard to combat because it's very unique, obviously. But one guy who used to do it every day was Mario Lemieux, and I practiced with him every day. So, I mean, you'd be looking, he'd be behind the net, and you'd be looking out in the slot for some, an option from the pass to, and next thing you know, you'd feel something off the back of your leg, and it's in the net, right? So he practiced this daily. He really did. And so, Sid played with Mario, and I'm sure that's part of their plans. And myself as a coach today, I tell these guys, just because you're behind the net, doesn't mean that you can't score. So what Sid does, we're so lucky to be able to watch him every day.
Last thing for you, those old Flyer team, I just got to get this off my chest. People always talked about Dineen and how he's just irked you and McGill. I hated Karkner. I thought he was dirty. I thought he was a punk. I thought he took the little nip and tuck penalties. I hated him, Frankie.
Yeah, and it just seems like, I don't know if it's that orange or what it is, but it just brings out the worst, doesn't it? And I think it's the same thing with Simmons, he's a good hockey player, and you love to hate him, right? But he's just a thorn in your side every single night. So, it just seems as something that runs through their blood, that ugly orange. I don't know what it is, guys, but the Pens got their number right now, and let's keep her going.
Terry Karkner just got me. I don't know why, but he just did. Anyway, thank you, Frankie.
Anytime, guys.
Take it easy. You're the best. Oh, his Let's Go Pens got cut off. Frankie, the best.
He is the best.
He said it like it's not technical. Like every goalie's good at a camp. You go and they all have generally the same skills. Matt Murray, like what we see as fans is what it is inside the hockey world. Guy gives up a goal. Okay. go center ice, go ahead, drop it, let's go, let's keep playing.
Like, the best ones usually are so strong between the ears.
Because I don't think there's much difference physically between any of the goalies that are in the National Hockey League. You know?
Of course. The higher up you go, the more what separates you.
Is how you're able to deal with negative situations. And this guy just keeps it moving.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.